But you gain going one way, you lose going the other way. The Moshul, if you have this here as the city, and you put Yerev right out here, so it's true. The going this way now, you could walk more than 2,000 Amis. You could walk the distance that you put the Erev out, you gain on the deal. Let's say you put the Erev 50 Amis out, so you're allowed to walk now 2,050 Amis this way. Now what about to walk the other way of the city? Other way of the city, you lose out. That Lamashul, you have to start counting where the Erev is. So the first 50 Amis to the city is included in your Tchum. Now, we'll see the halacha. If the city is less than 2,000 amos long, that the whole city is within your tchum from your yeriviz, those cities considered like dalad amos only. Then we say, you only count the 50 amos here. Now you're allowed to go now 1,950 amos further. But the 50 amos you gain this way, you lose the other way. Because since you put your tchum, your eriv, outside the city that way, that's where you measure now 2,000 amos. So the same way you gain going that way, you lose going the other way. Shashi Masha Niskar, Leruach Zeh Nisa the Ruach Shekinegdoi, Shere Mona Minerev Alpine Lucharuach. If you must have a safe fellow of the Mizrach, you lose the other way. If you only go one way, going back the other way, you have to count where the Erev is. So the Gemara, Kosalka Daitach, we thought, Le Mizrach Beisei. It means that the person is standing on the east side of his house. Lemarav, where else, where the person is standing is Lemarav Beisai, on the west side of his house. So they must have a minion. Now the person was standing one side of his house, and he told the son, put the air of the other side of my house. It's like tomorrow. Bishleima hei menu will abase up hei mamon. Bishleima in the case, where he could walk to his house, that's within 2,000 amis. Abu leiruvei yosemikan. But since he told the son, put the air on the other side of my house, his poshid, he was standing all the way east of his house. And he told his son, put the Erev all the way west of the house. So then I understand. The house could be only less than 2,000 amos away from the person. But with his son put the Erev west of the house, he can walk there. To walk there, it's more than 2,000 amos. So that's good, the ratio of the Mishnah. That we say with the Erev the son put down is not chal, because then he would be chustat chum, he would have nothing. But his Erev is chal, where his house is. That we understand. Since your son is the opposite side where you are from your house, you could walk to the house, that's within 2,000 amis, but to walk to where your son put the Erev down, west of the house, that's more than 3,000 amis away from you, you can't get there. Ella, how do you have the other case of the Mishnah? We're saying now that you could walk to the Erev, that's within your 2,000 amis. But the walk to the house, that's more than 2,000 amis. If you're telling me now the house is in the middle, and you're one side of the house, and you told your son to put the Erev the other side of the house, so how is it possible to say you could walk to the Erev that is 2,000 amis in your distance, but to the house that's in the middle is more than 2,000 amis? How can you have that? That's a stira. Like if the house is in between you and the sun, you can't say that the sun is less than 2,000 amos away from you, but the house is more than 2,000 amos away. How could that be? And the Gemara, Omer Rav Yitzchok, Mi Savrit, Lemizrach, Lemizrach Beisoi, Lemar, Lemar Beisoi. Does it say that you're standing the opposite side of your house that your son is? You're standing on the east side of your house, and the sun is standing on the west side of the house? Loi, Lemizrach, Lemizrach Benoit. It just means wherever your son is, you're on the east side, east of your son. Lamara, Lamara, Benoit. And west just means you're west of your son. But we don't know where the house is. It's no kasha. It's just saying your son is standing down the road, and you're standing here. So you tell your son to make the Erev there. So it's possible your house is all the way left. So maybe from your house, you are 2,000 amas distance. But where your son is 3,000 amas distance. Therefore we say, you can walk to your house, not to your son. And it could be just the opposite way. Your son is within 2,000 amos away from you, and your house is all the way down the other way, 3,000 amos away. So Mizrach doesn't mean the house is in the middle. It just means wherever your son is, you're Mizrach side of your son. Where the house is, we're not talking about. Rabba Barab Shelo Omar, Afilu Temel of Mizrach, Mizrach Beisai. No, we're talking about your east of your house, and Lamar, Lamar Beisai. And, or else your west of your house. Hetaki, your son is the opposite side of your house. So there the kasher is, how could you walk to the Erev and not walk to the house? That there it is, to go in the koi beisev alachsunoi. Your house is in alachsun and diagonal from where you are. Like you have this picture here in Rashi. You're standing on the bottom here. and Saka true. The house is all the way alas and is diagonally from you on the left side. And the Erev is straight across. So the Erev could be, it's exactly 2,000 amas away from you. Mashenkin, even though the Erev is a little bit Mizrach side of your house. And the house really is in the middle. But since your house is all the way diagonally away from you to walk to your house is more than 2,000 amas. So you're going to have the case to walk straight up to the Erev, it's only 2,000 amas away. But to walk diagonally to your house is more than 2,000 amas away. So therefore there's no stira. Vaita. Hanoisen eruvoi betoichi burei. If you put your Erev within the 70 amas of the city, you did not do anything. Then it says, no, chustetchum. But if you put your Erev chustetchum, then it is good. So the Gemara salka daitoch, so the Gemara chustetchum salka daitoch, is it possible to say you put the Erev outside the tchum? If you put the Erev more than 2,000 amas out of the city, vice is not called a good Erev. Because since you're in your house, so you're not allowed to walk 2,000 amas. So you're again considered you're out of your 2,000 amas, you won't be allowed to walk more than dal damas. So how could the Mishnah say you put the Erev chutz more than 2,000 amas away from you? There's no such Erev like that. Elayma, the Mishnah means chutz liyibura. It just means you put your tchum out of the first 70 amas away from the city. So then it's good. If you put the Erev within the first 70 amas of the city, you didn't do anything. But that, because that's considered part of the city. But once you go 70 amas out of the city, that's not considered part of the city. So if you put an Erev outside that area, you gain on the deal. If you put the Erev Mizrach side of the city, you gain now, you can walk another 2,000 amas away from the Erev. You're allowed to walk more to the Mizrach than you would be allowed to walk without the Erev. Of a Mashaniskar, who mastered? But you should know, like the 100 amis or the 1,000 amis you gain going Mizrach side, you should know when you walk the other way, Marav side of the city, you lose it. That if you would have been part of the city, you'd be allowed to walk 2,000 amis Marav side. But now that you put Yerev 1,000 amis out Mizrach side, when you walk Marav side of the city, you can only walk 1,000 amis out. Because the first 1,000 amis you're walking back to the city, from your Erev to the city, that's 1,000 amis. Then the whole city is like Dalad amis. And from outside the city, you only have one more 1,000 amas. So walking backwards from Yerev, going Marav, you lose. Now walking outside the city, you can only walk 1,000 amas. If you would have been part of the city, you could walk 2,000 amas out. Now that you're not part of the city, you made Yerev 1,000 amas, Mizrach of the city. Walking back Marav, you can only walk 1,000 amas, Marav of the city. So the Gemara, Mashaniska Vesuloi, you only lose what you gain. So in other words, we're not including the length of the city. Mashma, the whole city is considered like Dalad Amis. So if you put Yerev Mizrach side of the city 1,000 Amis, when you want to walk Marav side now, you're allowed to walk back to the city and through the whole city, and at the other end of the city, you can walk another 1,000 Amis. So we're only losing the 1,000 Amis, but the length of the city you're not losing. That's the Kashanam. For the Mar Mashaniska Vesulo, only the 1,000 Amis you gain, but the extra 1,000, but the space of the city you're not losing. But in Marva Tanya, we learn not like that. Ha noisen eseruvoi b'toich ibur shalir. Is lo yosav lo klum. Enochlam, if you put an Erev Tchumin in the middle of the Ibur, that means the first 70 amas outside the city, you did not do anything. Because that's considered part of the city anyway. So with the Erev, without the Erev, it's the exact same halacha. That the old city and the 70 amas outside, or the way Rashi said, that there's a house within 70 amas outside the city, so that's considered part of the city, so you're still part of the city. What about Nosno Chusli Bura Shalir? You put an Eruv Tchumim good outside the 70 Amas of the city. Afilo Amachas. Even only one Amar out of that. So Yechal Yeshvisa now, one Amar out on that side. Let's say you put it Mizrach side. So you gain one Amar on the Mizrach side. Is Nishtaker Oysa Amar. You gain that Amar. Abo Mafse Des Kol O'ir Kulam. You should know when you want to walk back the other way now, Marav side. When you start walking, you're only allowed to walk mamish 2,000 amas, that's all. And even though the 2,000 amas stop in the middle of the city, you're not allowed to walk to the end of the city anymore. Since you put your Erev now outside the city, even though it's only one amar outside the city, that's where you're kind of shvisa. And you're allowed to walk from that spot now 2,000 amas all around. If you want to walk back now, Marav side, you can only walk mamish 2,000 amas, not more. When you get your 2,000 amas part, if it ends in the middle of the city, you have to stop there. You can't walk more. So you see, you lose much more. He has called it here, Kula. Because the length of the city is included in your Tchum. So, Chorot Sestira. Here at Sinashma, if you put the Erev right outside the city, when you start walking back towards the city, you only have 2,000 amas, that's all. And our Mishnah says not like that. Our Mishnah says, you put your Tchum outside the city here, you only lose this distance, this 50 amas here. Then Mashmi can walk throughout the whole city, is not included, and you have now 2,000 amas more, just less than 50 amas. And the other Bryce says, no, when you put your Tchum outside the city, you could only walk 2,000 amas back. And if it ends in the middle of the city, that's all. You can't even go outside the city. So here's the stira. And the Gemara like this, like Kasha. Kansha kolsa midosa b'chatzi ir. Kansha kolsa midosa b'sveifu ir. It depends where your 2,000 amas end. Ukul Rav Idi. The Omer Rav Idi. Omer Rav Yishuv ben Levi. Ho yemoidit. If somebody put his tchum outside the city. And now he starts measuring 2,000 amas from where his Erev is. And he starts walking back towards the city. Obo the kolsa midosa b'chatzi ir. And when he measures now coming back into the city, the 2,000 amas point, where his Erev is, when he's walking back towards the city, if it ends 2,000 amas in the middle of the city, ein la yelachatzi ir. You should know that's all. You can't walk more. We do not consider the whole ear like Dalad Amis, but we cut the city part of the measurements. In other words, if the Erev is mamish, like if the Erev is only 50 amas outside the city, but the city is a very long city, it's more than 3,000 amas long, the city. So then we say you start walking back, and when it ends in the middle of the city, at 2,000 amas part, that's all. You can't walk more at all. That's Pshan this Braisa. Our Mishnah though is talking about where the city is not so long. When you're allowed to walk back from the Erev, walking back 2,000 amas, the whole city is only 1,000 amas long. So you're allowed to walk mamish through the whole city and even out of the city. Once your 2,000 amas go past the city, then we consider the whole city only like Dalad Amis. We don't even include it. And then we say you can go further the rest of your tchum. The b'chatir. Ein le'el b'chatir. Mashen ken kolsa midosa b'soifir. Let's say when you measure 2,000 amas, it goes past the city. Hey, the city is only 1,000 amas long, and your measurements now 2,000 amas goes past the city. Then nasis lo'ir kulo k'dalad amas. Then the whole city is only considered mamas like Dalad Amis. O mashlimim lo yasashar. Then we say if your Erev was outside the city, let's say 100 amas this way. So you're allowed to walk back 100 amas towards the city. Then the whole city is only Kedal Damas. And then your mamas are allowed to walk now the rest of your tchum, just minus 100. So that's Pshan Nal Mishnah, that the extra 100 amas you gain the right way, you only lose it going back the left way. You only lose those 100 amas. That's providing the city is not longer than your 2,000 amas. So if your tchum walking backwards passes over the city, then we don't include the city. The city is like Dalad Amis. So modern halacha, but that's halacha. If the 2,000 amas end in the middle of the city, then that's it. You can only walk 2,000 amas, not more. But if the 2,000 amas goes past the city, then we look like those cities only Dalad Amis. That's what Yavidi says. Is who said this? This is Uchtavidi, Yadram Ravidi, Omer Rav Shuban Levi said this here. Mashim was the Shar. Omer Ravidi, Ravidi said this, no, ain't Elu el Divri Nevius. Hey, Ravidi himself didn't like this Pshat. Hey, Ravidi said this over Ravidi, Omer Rav Shuban Levi. Has Ravidi said it over the name of Rav Shuban Levi? Ravidi, he himself didn't like this Pshat. He says, ain't Elu el Divri Nevius. This is like a Navi talking. Like we're saying, Mainach Kamina, where the Tchum ends. Mainach Kamina, the Tchum ends in the middle of the city, then you only count 2,000 Amis. But if it ends more than that, if the tchum of your 2,000 goes past the whole city, then we say the whole city is only Kedal Damis, and you don't lose it all. The verse is no swear from that. That they lush and ain el divri nevius is mali kolsa v'chatzir, mali kolsa v'soifir. Might ask you mean where it ends. Does it end in the middle of the city, or does it end at the end of the city? V'manoshuch, if you're telling me now that you put the Erev outside the city, so walking backwards, you only have a payimama. Good. No matter where it ends, even if it goes past no city, you should not be allowed to walk more than 2,000 amas. What kind of swear is this? If it goes past the city, then you don't include the city at all. If it goes in the middle of the city, then you do include the city. So more or less the swear we oblige by Kasha. Is Omar Rava Tabayo Taninu. So Rava says, no, there's no Kasha, it's not a stira. Now as we learned like this, that's Taka the Locha. The Locha where there is such a chilik, where the Tchum ends. If your Tchum ends in the middle of the city, that's it. If the tchum ends at the end of the city, then those cities only Kedal Damis. All right, the lockers we'll see tomorrow. This world he says why.
Only again the Samachim and Beis, the bottom Gemara. So Rav, he said over din from Idi, the Yomer of Idi, Yomer of Shur ben Levi, for your moideg, you are counting your tchum. In other words, you left your tchum out in the city, and you're counting now 2,000 amis. For your moideg de bo, the kol simadosi b'chatzir, and you ended your 2,000 amis in the middle of the city, is only el chatzir. The lochir is you can only walk up until where the 2,000 amis end. If it's in the half of the city, that's all, not more. What about kol simadosi b'soifir? If you ended counting your 2,000 amis when past the city, there is the city is less than 2,000 amis long. So you had your tchum outside the city. You could walk all the way through the city and a little bit past it. Then the halacha is nasis lo yir kula kadal damis. Then the whole city is considered only like dal damis. Umashlimim lo yasashar. And then outside the city, you continue counting your 2,000 amis. Like if your erev was only 1,000 amis outside the city, so you're allowed to walk 1,000 until the city. Then the whole city is only like dal damis. And then outside the city, you go further, another 1,000 amas. Omer Avidi, Ein Eilu El Divrei Nevi'is. Avidi said that even though Rabbi Shur ben Levi said this, the Chur Rabbi Shur ben Levi is saying like Divrei Nevi'is. So Rashi learns Divrei Nevi'is means, Omer Avidi, Ein Eilu El Divrei Nevi'is, Kemisnava V'Pi Hagburis. Like he's saying in Nevi'is, like a Nevu'ah. Shein Anoisin Tam L'Dvor, you're not explaining yourself. Omer Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Lizbrayim, Halolu. If you learned it from his Rebbe, and it was like a Nevuah, like he's Makabel from his Rebbe, that is, this is the way it is. Because if not for that, if his Rebbe taught it to him, he would have to explain it, what's the Svarim. Those Ravidi did not understand what the Chilik is. So the Gemara, that's what he says, it's Mali Kolsa B'chatzir, Mali Kolsa B'Sofir. Might not be know where your Erev ends. Like you have your Erev outside the city. You have a right to walk 2,000 amas. What's the difference if the 2,000 amas ends in the middle of the city that we say that's it, you can't walk a step more? Or if the 2,000 amas goes through the whole city and comes out that the city is less than 1,000 amas, then the whole city is only like Donald amas, and you're allowed to walk 1,000 amas without including the city. What's the svara? Oh, my robot is gone, it's not shver. Tarvayo tanina. I'll bring your raya as a mission that says this halacha. There's a mission of ice that we'll soon see. An sheir gedolim. If you have people living in a big city, like Los Angeles, and they want to walk outside the city, is Mahalchin as Kol Ir. They're allowed to walk through the whole city. Now, what does this mean, they can walk through the whole city? Question it means when they start walking out of their city, if within 2,000 amas out of the city, there's another small city. And that city is only, let's say, 100 amas, 500 amas wide. So now, since you are 2,000 amas, lets you walk through the whole city, that city is only like Dal Damis, and you're allowed to walk further outside the city, finishing up your 2,000 Damis. Or the Kitana, the people living in a small city, when they want to go out of their city to walk into the big city, don't forget, Anshe Yer Guder L'Mahalchen is called Yer Kitana. The law is that the people living in the big city, they can walk all the way through the small city.